yesterday's attacks on another.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
In just 19 months of politicization, Donald Trump has developed a highly confrontational style. Having defeated his Republican opponents in the primaries and then his Democratic challenger in November's elections, he needs his next foe. In his first few days in the White House, the president and his advisors took direct aim at the media.
And the reason you're my first stop is that, as you know, I have a running war with the media. They are among the most dishonest human beings on earth. What?
A few hours after Trump's speech in the headquarters of the CIA, it was Press Secretary Sean Spicer's turn.
They owe the president an apology for the way that thing was. There were just literally blatant factual errors. And it's unacceptable to see that kind of reporting, or so-called reporting. That is literally the epitome of fake news.
These hassles come after a long presidential campaign in which Trump attacked the media as an institution rigged against him.
The press has created a rigged system and poisoned the mind of so many of our voters. They have rigged it from the beginning by telling totally false stories, most recently about phony allegations, where I have been under constant attack.
Although this is not the first time a U.S. president goes after the media, the current attack on the media seems to be unprecedented. Armed with a new way to communicate directly to the public, the new administration is trying to undermine the role of the press as a watchdog of government and as the main source of information for political news. But how come a democratically elected president treats the media as his primary foe and contributes to the deterioration of media freedom?
No, not you. Not you. Your organization's terrible. Your organization's terrible. Let's go. Quiet. Quiet. Quiet.
Faced with unflattering campaign coverage, Trump pledged to weaken U.S. libel laws to make it easier to sue news outlets.
I also want to speak to you without the filter of the fake news. They've become a big part of the problem. They are part of the corrupt system. When the media lies to people, I will never, ever let them get away with it. I will do whatever I can that they don't get away with it.
Although Trump has long criticized news coverage and sparred with reporters who question him, he had not yet labeled the Fourth Estate as being an enemy of the country. On February 17, 2017, however, he tweeted, "The fake news media is not my enemy. It is the enemy of the American people." The advantages of having an enemy are well known. In George Orwell's novel 1984, the masses engage in a daily mandatory ritual, the 2 minutes of hate, during which their anger is zealously stoked against a foe of the moment. Dictators and autocrats have always practiced the art of drumming up hatred towards others with great success. Having strong authoritarian tendencies, Trump knows that enemies can help him fire up the base, rally the crowds, and shift responsibility. Republican Senator John McCain has recently reacted to President Donald Trump's hostile handling of the media, warning that's how dictators get started.
If you want to preserve democracy as we know it, you have to have a free and many times adversarial press. And without it, I'm afraid that we would lose so much of our individual liberties over time. That's how dictators get started.
Look, not just the obvious example, Donald Trump. I think that he's approaching the point where you even cannot do a parody of him. Imagine if somebody were to do a show talking like Donald Trump talks now, 10 years ago, Everybody would thought this is a parody, and a parody which could never have been true, and so on and so on.
Welcome, welcome, thank me. Thank me, thank me. And buckle up, because I'm coming in hot. This is going to be a crazy one. Daddy came to play. First of all, you're all fake news. I hate you all very much, and thank you for being here. First question, no. Next.
But, Mr. President, no one has even asked a question yet.
Doesn't matter.
Yet.
No. Next.
Mr. President, you've been in office for just 4 weeks.
And yet, we've made so much progress. In fact, if you ask any American, they'll say that I've managed to make the last 4 weeks feel like 4 years. Four more weeks. Four more weeks. Four more weeks. Next.
Perhaps Trump's war isn't with the media. Trump lives off media attention and delights in press coverage. His war is with facts. And it's there that his tactical runs in with the press begin to make sense. Delegitimizing the media is important to Trump because delegitimizing certain facts is important to Trump. Diminishing or destroying the legitimacy, prestige, and authority of the institutions that might report inconvenient or damaging facts about the president is strategic for an administration that has made a large number of impossible promises and takes office amid a cloud of ethics concerns and potential scandals.
Donald Trump macht manchmal den Eindruck einer Comicfigur ähnlichen Vornamens. Das Problem ist tatsächlich, dass er immer wieder Unwahrheiten oder Halbwahrheiten in die Öffentlichkeit gibt und dann immer so tut, das müsse man doch wissen. Wer sich die Liste, die ja mittlerweile auch hier in Deutschland veröffentlicht wurde, genau anschaut.
Trying to confuse the public so that they will not believe inconvenient truths. That seems to be the name of the game. It also gives the new administration a convenient scapegoat for their continued struggles with public opinion and their potential future struggles with reality.
They purposefully muddy the waters, poison the well to make people believe all this fake stuff, and basically that's how Trump won. I don't think that's the case at all. I think that they're completely missing the point here. The point is Trump tapped into this kind of conspiracy culture like no one else has ever.
They are breaking every norm they can think of, including picking fights with press on a daily basis, and spending so much of their time trying to manage how the world sees them instead of actually doing the governing and being judged on that.
But the stakes are high in what Trump proudly calls his running war with the media. By trying to silence and erase citizens who don't support his message and policies, freedom of information, speech, and the press, and above all, democracy, will fall victim to this war.
Get out of here. Get him out. Get him out, troublemaker. Get him out of here.
On February 16th, 2017, in his first press conference as president, Donald Trump repeatedly accused journalists of being hostile and dishonest in their reporting of his first month in office, ignoring mainstream media reporters and only taking questions from those working for conservative news outlets.
I want to find a friendly reporter. Used to say it was John. Are you a friendly reporter? Watch how friendly he is. Wait, watch how friendly he is. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Before the election, many political experts had cautioned that Trump, as president, would endanger liberty, dismantling democracy slowly but steadily.
Der Spiegel doesn't want to provoke anybody. We want to show what this is about. It's about democracy, it's about freedom, it's about freedom of press, freedom of justice, and all that is seriously endangered.
L'attitude de Donald Trump envers les médias, elle est extrêmement inquiétante, évidemment aux États-Unis, pour la liberté de la presse dans ce pays. Il ne cesse par ses mots sur Twitter d'être violent à l'égard des journalistes. Et il y a déjà une forme de radicalisation contre les journalistes qui est inquiétante. Mais elle est encore plus inquiétante dans le reste du monde, puisque c'est un très mauvais exemple qu'il donne. De nombreux despotes, présidents de démocratie très tenues, s'en serviront. Ils diront, regardez, même le président des États-Unis dit que les journalistes sont les personnes les plus malhonnêtes de la Terre, c'est les termes qu'il a employés. Et ça autorisera certains à combattre encore plus fermement les journalistes et à restreindre la liberté de la presse. Donc c'est très, très inquiétant pour les journalistes dans le monde entier.
We wanted to plan a funeral on honor of President's Day. Every single one of these presidents you see passing before you, they all had problems, but nothing like what we're seeing in this presidency or from this administration.
Now, the White House's anti-press rhetoric has caused concern. No doubt Trump's tactic to muzzle the media works for dictatorships. But will it work in the United States? Time will tell.